Shabbos Shabbos Perichot Dalamish Habay Matir Bekir Yomer Lufnei Dehim. It is permitted on Shabbos to untie bundles of straw in front of an animal so that the animal will eat from the straw. As while the bundles are tied, the animal will not eat from the straw, so you can go ahead and untie them so that the animals will eat them, as long as they are not tied in such a way that untying them will constitute the malacha of matir, of untying and not on Shabbos. However, you would not be allowed to scatter the straw in front of the animal in order that the animal will pick up the scent and want to eat them. And this would be regarded as a tircha shelo l'tzorach, a strenuous activity on Shabbos that is not necessary and therefore would be usur. And most likely the animal will eat them even if we don't scatter them, so the chachamim will not allow you to scatter the straw on Shabbos. You are permitted to scatter kefin in front of the animal on Shabbos. Kefin are soft branches from a cedar tree. And if you don't scatter them in front of the animal so that the animal will pick up the scent, the animal most likely will not eat them, so therefore the Chacham will allow you to scatter them in front of the animal on Shabbos in order that the animal will eat from them. But you cannot scatter zirin in front of the animal on Shabbos. Zirin is the same thing as tiki, bundles of straw. However, zirin is tied in three places in the middle and at both ends, as opposed to Pekei Amr, which is tied only at both ends, not in the middle. And you're not allowed to scatter the zirin in front of the animal on Shabbos, since the animal will eat from them, even if you don't scatter them. So it's a tircha shelo l'tzorach, it's an unnecessary activity on Shabbos, which the Chachamim will not permit you to do. So you can untie the zirin, but you cannot scatter them in front of the animal. Ein maraskin lo et ha-shachar, v'lo et ha-charuv l'fnei ha-behema, ben daka, ben gaka. You're not allowed to chop up shakak, which is unripe grain that is fed to an animal, nor can you chop up carrots in front of an animal on Shabbos, whether the animal you are feeding is a behemoth daka, a small animal such as sheep, or a behemoth gasa, a big animal such as cattle. The reason why you're not allowed to chop them in front of the animal is because this is regarded as tircha shelo l'tzorach, an unnecessary strenuous activity on Shabbos, as an animal could eat from these things, even if you don't chop them. So the Chachamim did not allow you to chop them on Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda Matir Becheruben L'daka. Rabbi Yehuda would permit chopping up carrots in front of a behemoth daka on Shabbos. And the behemoth daka has small teeth and would find it difficult to eat the cheruben if you don't chop them. So therefore, chopping them on Shabbos would be permitted, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to allow behemoth daka to eat from the carrot. A person cannot stuff his camel on Shabbos by putting a large amount of food into the throat of the camel. Nor can you force feed your camel by stuffing food so far down his throat that it no longer can spit it out. However, you could place the food in the mouth of the camel as long as you don't force it down his throat so that the camel still has the option of spitting it out. The Rambam explains, but the reason why you cannot force feed your camel on Shabbos is because a person should not feed his animals on Shabbos in the same way he does during the week. During the week, often a person will force feed his camel. However, this is forbidden on Shabbos, lest you end up doing some kind of malacha that's usur on Shabbos, such as grinding up beans, or by kneading dough. All these things are usur on Shabbos. So therefore, when you feed your animal, you should do so differently than you do during the week. That will be a reminder that you should not do any malacha with the food that is usur on Shabbos. And you can't fatten up calves on Shabbos by forcing food down its throat. However, you could place food in its mouth as long as you don't force it so far down that the calf can no longer spit it out. And you can place food in the mouth of roosters on Shabbos as long as you don't force it so far down its throat that it can't spit it out. And you can pour water into the bran that you will feed your animals on Shabbos. However, you cannot knead the bran with the water. And kneading is one of the 39 malachas that is usur on Shabbos. However, to pour water into the bran without kneading it would be permitted. And it's forbidden on Shabbos to place water in front of bees or in front of doves in the coop. The reason being is that bees and doves are capable of finding their own food and water. They don't need you to feed it. So therefore, feeding it on Shabbos is considered a tircha shelo l'tzorach, an unnecessary strenuous activity, and the rabbi will not allow you to do so on Shabbos. However, you are allowed to place water in front of geese and roosters and Haredian doves that are domesticated. And these type of birds are not capable of finding their own food and water, so therefore you would be allowed to place water in front of them on Shabbos.